Let's turn to our Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Got a great verse for you to begin off this new year, end one year and begin the next. Philippians 3, verse 12. Paul was writing this from prison. Isn't that amazing? After all he had accomplished, I mean, his resume at this point is amazing, of the trips and the things that he did and the ministry that he had. But now he's in prison and knows his time is short. And it's interesting what he chooses to write here, what the Spirit of God leads him to write. So it's not only for us in the future, but it was for him at that time of his life. So let's look at verse 12. Philippians 3, verse 12. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Everybody say focus. That's a good word. It's a good word for this year. But I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. And so this thing, this one thing that he says that we're focusing on actually has two parts. Two parts to it. First part is forget the past. Forget the past. And then the second thing is pressing on towards the high calling of Jesus. So let's look at this first part, forgetting the past. I was in Minnesota this last week, and God was merciful because it was only like in the low 30s, high 20s, a little bit of snow. Just a few weeks ago, they had a minus 25. So the Lord had mercy on us while we were there. But I was up there with my family. Everybody knows I'm from St. Paul, raised a good Catholic boy from St. Paul, Minnesota. So my four brothers and sisters, they all live up there. My mom is up there. And so I was visiting family. We left last Christmas Day. And my mom, Christmas Day, went into the hospital, which she was still in the hospital when I left there. And so I spent some time with her and spent time with my with siblings and some other friends while I was up there. And it was interesting in the conversations I had with my mom and with others, I heard a word that was mentioned several times. And it was used in the context of maybe about my life, my whole life. Others had maybe regrets over the last several years, and some just about 2016, and it was the word regret. And so that got me to thinking, and I started thinking about, my life and things, and I'm up there, and I have a lot of memories about the past, and, you know, first of all, I never dreamed I'd be pastoring in Augusta, Georgia. You know, growing up in St. Paul, I never had any idea I'd be living here and pastoring, married with four kids, and, you know, all that God has done here. But I was just kind of thinking about 2016, and so that word regret really struck me. I just heard it over and over, and it really struck me, and I think it'll have some meaning for you as I read the definition of it. This word regret means to be sad. That's not a good word. To be sad, repentant, or disappointed over something that has happened or been done. Maybe you regret a missed or lost opportunity about something that maybe could have been. Maybe it was a goal or dream that you made little or no progress. Maybe some folks, maybe you felt like you went backwards in 2016. Anybody had some resolutions from 2016 that maybe you threw out in about June? Maybe earlier. Grayson's been managing to keep his for 10 hours, but We'll see by the end of the day. I'm going to ask you that question again. I'm going to ask you every day how you're doing. But we make a lot of resolutions, and just life happens, and things happen, and we get unwilling. We seem to be more willing January 1st than we are come later in the year. But that word regret. And so I ask you today, what regrets are you sitting here with today about your life, or maybe the last several years, or 2016? And I don't want you to leave today sad or disappointed. I want to encourage you today. I want you to have some joy. I want to exhort you and encourage you. But if you're feeling repentant, that's not a bad thing. To repent means to change your mind, to turn around and go the other way. And so if you have some things where you missed it, I do. I missed it in some areas in 2016. And to repent doesn't, you can, but you don't have to come to the altar and wail and cry and, you know, beat yourself. To repent, you can just make an adjustment. Have a talk with God. Make an adjustment today. And let's get back on track. Now, God doesn't operate in our calendar year. He does things a little bit differently. His whole idea about time is really crazy, because He said, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, I'm coming quickly. So his idea of quickness is a little different than mine. Quickly to me means going to Chick-fil-A, and they better have it to me in less than a minute, or I'm going to tell somebody. 2,000 years ago, I'm coming quickly. Well, come on. So he doesn't operate by our calendar, but you know, he uses the calendar, and I'm grateful for it, actually, because we can, you know, draw the line today, and we can have a fresh start, and we can have a new beginning. Now, you really can have that every day, anytime during the year, but let's use this time right now as a fresh start. Let's use it as a new beginning, and let's forget the past, and let's press towards the mark of the high calling. So today is a day to shake off the past. Now, that may not be easy to do. We may need God's help. And I know his power and he is faithful, and he will help us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He infuses us with inner strength and inner power, and he'll help us shake off the past. And Paul's talking about here in Philippians 3 about a turning point in his life, making a turn. And so maybe there are some things that happen. I mean, there's some people watching by live streaming today. They can't be here today because physically they're not able to. They can't be here today because of some things, life circumstances. And then you, and I know a lot of you, and I know, talk to you during the year, and I rejoice with you when you rejoice, and when you're going through a trial, I'm there with you there, and I know there's been some trials here. There's been some things, some really rough things that have happened in the last few days. But God is here to help us today. He'll help us with a fresh start. He'll help us shake off some disappointments. He can turn our sadness into joy. Now, maybe you've, Nate was talking about, what kind of year he's had. He has had an amazing year. Nate, you're amazing. But even this is a word for Nate. I mean, you could rest right now, Nate, kind of just coast. Things are going well. Things are looking good. But even you've got to forget the success and press towards the mark. And maybe sometimes it's harder to focus when things are going well than when things are going rough. So for all of us, We've got to be able to forget. God's got to help us today to forget and to move on and to focus on the things that he has for us, because he has some amazing things for us in 2017. Each one of us have a dream and a desire, and he wants to help you fulfill that. He's got a vision for your life. He has got awesome things for you in 2017. So at the end of the service, we'll take a few moments and we'll pray about forgetting. And we'll deal with that. But right now, let's talk about the future. Who wants to talk about the future? Let's put up Philippians 4. Let's put up verse 14 again. Can you do that? Philippians 3, verse 14. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Now, this is the image here is the runner running the race and has the finish line out there and can see the finish line and maybe even struggling a little bit, but sees the finish line and kind of picks it up and maybe tired, maybe worn down a little bit, but I see it's the finish line, and so everything within them is pressing. And you've even seen them at the end of the race. What are they doing? Oh, they're leaning forward towards the finish line. And that's the image we need to have as we start this year. We're pressing towards what God has. And God will help us do that. I remember when I used to run track. I was in training, and my first race that I ran the 400 meter, which is once around the track. And it sounds like an easy race, but it's actually hard because you got to run, you got to sprint the whole time. But you don't go your fastest, but you go close to your fastest, so you can leave a little bit at the end to finish in a strong way. And so I was my first race that I ran, and the crowd's full, and they're all watching this race, and I'm running my race, and I didn't know how to finish, and I put everything into it, and I just relaxed at the finish line and fell flat on my face. Pretty embarrassing. But I've learned how to finish. And I've learned how to press, and I learned how to lean. And so we've got to do that as we start this year. We've got to press. And God will help us to press. So let's focus on the future. Now, everybody knows me. I always talk about the end of something. What do I say? What do I say?
Finish strong.
Finish strong. Well, I got to kind of change that because if you don't start strong and stay strong, you're not going to finish strong. So I've been saying that lately. That's my new mantra. Start strong, stay strong, finish strong. You need to say that. Start strong, stay strong, finish strong. Now turn to your neighbor and go ahead and tell them that right now. Now I'm a Minnesota Timberwolves fan. Do you even know what that is? Timberwolves? What? That's the NBA basketball team for all those that are wondering. I'm a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, and their record's around 11 and 22. Having a fabulous season. But they've got an amazing team. They really do. They got some amazing young players, and there was a lot of expectation going into this year. But the Timberwolves have a problem. Is they don't finish strong. The other day, they were leading by 20-something points going into the fourth quarter, and they lost. So So they started strong, they stayed strong for most of the game, but they didn't finish strong. Hey, how did you finish 2016? Are you lying, Tanya? You said that so quickly. We teach too much about faith here, and you just say stuff. No, I believe you did, Tanya. But how did you finish? Weary, tired? Did some of you give up maybe around September or end of the summer? Well, we're gonna start strong, stay strong, finish strong. And so we're going to get you in shape so that, you know, and football teams do this. They exercise and get in shape so they have something left in the fourth quarter. So we're starting this year off in a strong way, in the Word. We got 21 days of prayer coming, and you need it. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need it. And turn to your other neighbor and say, you really need it. You do. Don't be giving that, I don't have time. I don't need it. I can do it on my own. No, I mean, we need each other. We need the body. We need a good coach. And so go ahead and mark it down. Week from Monday. Be there. Make a commitment. Make a decision. You're going to be there. Because I'll tell you what, as we start this year, let me give you a little bit of a secret here. Because I'm a big goal person. Anybody like writing down goals? I love to write things down and check off. Nate's that way, I know. Nate writes in little tiny letters. I don't know how you would read that. But he's got this notepad, and I think he's had the same one here for 15 years. But he just writes these little things down, and then every once in a while, I'll go back and it's checked off. And so for the goal person, and then there's other use, I mean, you don't write anything down. And you just fly by the seat of your pants, and you're not getting anywhere. So you need to write something down. I mean, that's for somebody. Who is that for? Neil, is that you? Okay. Ben, is that for you? But I like to write things down. And so much so, I've got this big whiteboard in my office at home where I write things down in big letters so I see it every day. Things I have to do and things I want to do coming up. And I love to check it off, things that God's been doing. But I learned something here, and this is going to really help you, is don't just sit down today and, you know, be inspired about the future and pressing forward towards the goal. Don't sit down and just write a bunch of things down. I mean, we've done that already, right? How many people have done that? Lose weight. I'm not saying anything to anybody. Lose weight, get my finances in better shape, be more loving, and then we have to throw it out halfway through the year because we've given up on all of them. So, I mean, those are all good things, but I got a recommendation for you. Why don't we get with God? Why don't we go to Him and get the plan for the year in advance and things that He's interested in? Because how many know He's not always interested in the same things you're interested in? He's got a bigger plan and a bigger thing He's doing. So instead of just writing things down, so I think it's good to have this prayer time coming up. Why don't we spend time with Him? Why don't we listen to Him? I mean, He knows the end from the beginning. I know the plans I have for you. He does have plans to prosper you. He's not out to harm you. He's not out to get you. He's got a hope and a future for you. He's got something amazing. But the big question I have for you today, are you willing to listen, or are you just going to do your thing? Put up Proverbs. I'm messing you up back there. You guys are doing an amazing job back there, part of Team Good Moves. We love y'all. So much going on back there. And you'll be so glad I'm not back there. But can you put up that scripture from Proverbs 3, verse 5? Nate mentioned that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's good, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But look at this next part. Lean not on your own understanding. I mean, where has doing your thing gotten you? Where has your resolution gotten you? Where has your plan gotten you? There's another scripture. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is a death. I mean, our plans. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So I recommend let's look to him. Let's get direction from him. So instead of resolutions, I like this. Instead of using the word resolution in 2017, I'm going to use this word, these words, spirit-led commitments. That's good. Isn't that good? Spirit-led commitments, meaning the Spirit of God is directing us. So maybe for some of you, and this will be good news, maybe he doesn't want you to lose weight in 2017. Wouldn't that be a relief? Eat as much as you want in 2017. Maybe he's got that for you. I don't think so, but that may be the devil. I don't know. But you can only focus on so many things at a time. And if you focus on the things that he wants you to, a lot of those other things that we're wanting, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these other things the Gentiles seek, he will add to you. So sometimes we're just low level. We're writing down these things, and those things will be taken care of as we seek the bigger, the higher things. So let's get before him. Let's look to him. He knows the end from the beginning. Let's see, what's that scripture? Let's look at Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. So, you know, part of spending time with him, there's several ways we can do that. One is go to the Word. Go to the Word of God. Proverbs 4, verse 10 says this, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. Your path will be clear and open." Who wants that? "And when you run, you shall not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let it go. Guard her, for she is your life." I'm going to read that one more scripture here. That one in Isaiah. Isaiah 46. Look at this, guys. And be thinking about this. He's got a way for us to go. He's got a way. He's got a plan. God, the creator of the universe, he created you. He's got an amazing plan for you in 2017. Even if 2016 was the worst year ever, he's got a way. But we've got to be open to him. We've got to be listening. I recommend go to the Word. Spend time in prayer. Get the journal out. Get the notepad out. Be listening. Prayer is not just talking. Prayer is listening. The Spirit of truth is in us. The Spirit of God's in us. He wants to show us things to come. But look at this in Isaiah 46, verse 9. Earnestly remember the former things which I did of old, for I am God and there is no one else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end and the result from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure and purpose. His pleasure, his purpose, not what you think. He doesn't say he's going to bless your resolution. His plan, his purpose, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man Cyrus, who executes my counsel from a far country. Yes, I have spoken. I will bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will do it. So two things we're thinking about today. I want you to be focused on this for 2017. The first one is forgetting the past. We're going to take a few moments and deal with that today. But maybe, you know, you may have to take a little more time on that. It's all right. We'll actually pray for some folks today. We'll do our best to help you. Forget the past, but then let's press. Let's run, and let's be pressing in. Let's let go of what's happened, good or bad. And let's press towards the mark. Let's press towards the prize. Get your eye on the prize. And he's going to show you some things about where you're going in 2017. And get that before you. And write that down and put it before you. And start pressing towards that. And I love Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things. You got your prize out there. He's going to help you do all things. He's going to infuse you with inner power and inner strength to press towards that victory line. And I'm going to be saying it this year, and you're going to hate me for it, and you're going to just despise these words, but we are starting strong. We are starting strong, and we are staying strong. Grayson Matthew Judd, Harrison Stephen Judd, Matthew, whatever your Wiley, Matthews, what's your middle name?
Matthew.
What's your first?
It's Kale.
Kale. Yep. I understand that. Matthew is a little better than Kale, but Kale is kind of cool. How do you spell that?
C-A-L-E, race car driver.
Not like the Kale, the...
Not the vegetable.
Not the vegetable, okay. Kale, the race...
The right...
Oh, man, he was awesome. You're awesome, Matt. But did you hear me, Matt? Do you hear what I'm saying? We, my friend, and Matt, I'll watch my language. He's worked his tail off in 2016. Probably going to have to do it in 2017, too. But Mr. Matt, you are starting strong. I don't want to hear any excuses. You're going to stay strong, and you're going to finish strong in 2017. And Nathan, what's your middle name?
Craig.
Nathan Craig Barber. You're going to be focused.
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Focused. We're not getting no sidetracks. We're going to finish strong. And, you know, I don't have any theme word because nothing rhymes with 17. Heaven rhymes with 17?
Heavenly.
Like we could have, anyway. In my thinking, nothing rhymes with 17. I, when I went through it, I couldn't find anything. I've got no word for 2017. I know you're disappointed. But do you know, every year we can have the gospel. Every year we can have sozo. Every year we can have deliverance, yes, restoration, prosperity, healing. Every year, we could actually have it every day. So I may not have a word for you, but I've got the gospel for you. So I can tell you that I know God. He is faithful. He is faithful who promised. He's got something amazing for you in 2017. He's got dreams to come true, desires of your heart coming to pass. So get yourself ready.